Well, by golly, I get into a terrible bad scrape the other day, and they just poked me right up into a stovepipe. And out of the stovepipe into the post office, and out of the post office into the county jail. That jailer said he'd arrest me for 30 days if I didn't change to the victory ladle and the baby rock cradle. Of course, and I was going to leave you now. Well, I get out of that for the hand. I was going up Main Street the other day, and he's that old fool of mine. And she was sitting on a curbstone to fan herself with a get bag. He said, John, would you take me down to the animal show? Well, I tell her I didn't care if I did, and I just steal the horse and shot, and I draws her down to her. If you were a very delicate little thing, she only weighs 700 pounds. It took me some 2 or 3 trips to get her all down to her. And the only way in the world I ever did get her down to her was just by singing to the lick the ladle and the baby rock the cradle, rock the cradle, and I was going to leave you now. Well, when we get to that, the shopkeeper brings out a great big queen. She said, that I'm the elegant now, ain't it? I said not a word, for I knowed all the time he was the bull of it. I asked the keeper how long it was, said he was 14 feet from head to tail and 15 feet from tail to head, and you never would have known how long that thing was if it hadn't been the thing. He was the lady and the baby rocked the cradle, rocked the and I was going to leave the man. Well, we're going on around a little piece further, and we heard a horn of horse kicked up against the keeper. He was up against me, and I had no better chance, and I just kicked the keeper. The shopkeeper, he kicked me and he kicked the fiend out of the show, and that made me so inferno mad, and I just kicked Sal, and I kicked her right into a purred murder. And she opened her mouth to holler, I could see the wool on the back part of her head. The only thing I could understand her to say was just, the next lady and the baby was off the cradle, rock cold, and I was glad to leave it. Well, the goes on home, and when we get Dodge was sleepy, Sal stepped on the old black cat, and the old black cat says, meow! By golly, but she did smash it. Well, we sent for the doctor, and the doctor wasn't at home, so we just called a physician, and he felt that the old cat's pulse. He said it was a very desperate bad case, but thought the old cat would live before morning. She did live 2 or 3 times before morning, but the only way we kept that old cat alive was just to sing it to the next lady, and the baby off the cradle, rock the cradle, and I was going to leave you now. Poor old Uncle Jim, I'm sorry for Uncle Jim. That was his black cat. I used to board at Uncle Jim when he kept a boarding house. In fact, the whole thing was all weather boarded. He had one little room that kept a stove in it. Well, in fact, the whole gable end was all stove in. He set a splendid table. He had a fine breakfast and nothing at all for dinner. So we just warmed over for supper what we had for dinner. And I believe my soul this nigga would have starved if it hadn't been for singing to you. It's ladle and the baby rock the cradle, rock the cradle, and I was going to leave you down. But by golly, there was a dance in town the other night, and I had no invitation. I didn't care for that, and I just goes right in and sat down one corner to myself right in the middle of the whole congregation. That made one old nigger so mad he took me right up to the heels and throwed me downstairs. Well, I didn't care for that at all, but the niggers all are dancing like fire down there. And that scared one old nigger fibber so bad, he just run right, fell right over in the floor and run a knot hole in his eye. Scared another nigger fibber so bad, he jumped in the barrel of oyster shells and scraped himself to death. And another nigger poked his head out the window and they hollered out, fire! Well, I couldn't stand that any longer, and I just had to holler right out to you. But the lady and the baby rocked the cradle, rocked the cradle, and I was going to leave you now.